Okay, I'm calling the meeting back to order. We are now going to entertain public comment. We are now calling this meeting back to order. We will now take public comment. I would like to remind folks who are coming forward to provide public comment. We will give you each 1 minute. Due to the hour of the day, we ask that you respect the 1 minute time frame. If you are found to go over the 1 minute, I will gavel you at this time so that we are respectful of one another so that everyone gets an equal share of time. I also would like to remind you that we do adopt, again, the silent clap just so that we can facilitate the process in a more smoother fashion and more expedient. Thank you. And with that, Mr. Gabros, call your first four.
Our first four public comments are from Lindsay Barber, October Reyes, Victoria Flores, and Kelly Thompson. And of all members of the public making a comment, please line up behind the podium in the order you're called.
Good evening, Superintendent Raymond and board members. My name is Lindsay Barber, and I teach Rosa Parks Language Arts. Tonight, we come to you with heavy hearts and optimistic attitudes. And hearing the latest news of Rosa Parks' priority status being jeopardized, I find it baffling after all the work we do for our students. Our staff has attended countless hours of training in multiple areas so that we can better our practice, encourage positive relationships with our school's community, as well as bringing in 21st century learning skills. Most recently, we've been able to team up with Apple and Cisco so that we can implement lessons through technology with their help. Only two schools in the entire district, Cal Middle School and Rosa Parks Middle School, have been given this opportunity. A team of our staff has already attended special trainings that no other school has been a part of that is specific to our site so we can incorporate technology into our project-based school site as soon as possible. With that said, we are also working on creating our project-based learning using Common Core standards as well. We are ahead and have already begun the early implementation stages of Common Core and are planning to implement all of our hard work from this year to carry over to the 2012-2013 school year. Thank you.
Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. My name is October Reyes. I'm a teacher at Rosa Parks Middle School, and number one, I would like to thank you all for this opportunity for allowing us to come up here and speak. This is my first year at Rosa Parks. I feel like I'm on the verge of making something very big happen at this school, and it is with this high priority grant that we have been given that we can make this possible. We have a lot of dedicated teachers, a lot of dedicated community members. We're all on board. We want to see this go through, and we will need your help to make this happen. Thank you.
Good evening, President Rodriguez, members of the board, and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Victoria Flores, and I'm the coordinator of the Youth and Family Resource Center at Rosa Parks Middle School. I work full-time with a half-time social worker. This year, Rosa Parks staff and teachers have referred over 160 students for Tier 2 and Tier 3 services. The YFRC has been able to provide this high level of critical services due to the trusting and close relationships teachers and staff have developed with students. Teachers are our eyes and ears. They notice the nuances of student behavior on a daily basis. Due to their close relationships, they've been integral in identifying and supporting students in crisis. Their ongoing knowledge of students is critical to the continued support and success of student academic achievement. Our students face a great deal of adversity in their lives and communities, yet they're so amazingly resilient and continue to come to school every day, work hard, and seek out the help they need. As we all know, research on resilience indicates the presence of a caring adult as a prime factor in surviving adversity. The caring adults are currently present and engaged at Rosa Parks. Thank you.
As our next speaker addresses the microphone, if the next four speakers can please line up behind the podium, Norma Rodriguez, Julie Del Agua, Matt Schlager, and Sean Chambers. Thank you.
Good evening, President Rodriguez, members of the school board, and Superintendent Raymond. My name is Kelly Thompson, and I'm a school social worker at Rosa Parks Middle School. I've worked at Rosa Parks for the past 3 years. I was there 2 years prior to it becoming a priority school, and I've continued to work there this year. In my observation, the culture of the school has improved dramatically over the past year, and I have noticed these three important changes in our students. They are now excited about coming to school, they feel safe at school and cared about by the staff, and they are enthusiastic about learning. Over the past year, the staff at Rosa Parks has worked very hard to build trusting and positive relationships with these students. I think of one teacher that I see do a special handshake with each of her students every day before they walk into her classroom. We know that students perform better academically and are more motivated to learn when they have positive relationships with their teachers. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Norma Rodriguez, and I'm a parent of four children who attend three different schools in Sac City Unified School District. My son, Christian, is an amazing young man. He's a student at Rosa Parks Middle School. He is in a SDC class from moderate to severe. When he started seventh grade at Rosa Parks, the school climate was so terrifying that I was calling his teacher once a week to make sure, see how his progress was and how he was responding to his instruction. The only teacher I think that knew who he was his homeroom teacher and the PE teacher. However, this year, with the new staff that has taken over, that has made him feel so safe, and he has actually branched out and participated in activities within the school. Every teacher knows his name, and it has helped his self-esteem boost so high that he even came before the board in October and gave a speech. I feel that it would be in the best interest for the students at Rosa Parks is to leave the current teachers in place and for the community as well. When my son first started eighth grade this year, only one student at my younger children's school chose to attend Rosa Parks, which would have been their home school. But next year, I can tell you that will change because students have...
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Julie DeLagua, and I am a teacher at Fern Bacon Middle School. We can all agree that student achievement is our highest priority. Studies show that the most significant factor in improving student learning is with a knowledgeable and skillful teacher. We know this and have known this for decades. For this reason, the staff at Fern Bacon has spent countless hours of specialized training with Area 3 Writing Project, High Quality First Instruction, Data Inquiry, and Instructional Rounds. We can improve student learning if we have a consistent and sustained team of teachers. Are you willing to step up and put students first and make this process continue? The proof that it works is in the numbers. Fern Bacon increased their API score by 44 points, but the key is the sustained collectiveness of the team members, the teachers. For this reason, I implore you to uphold the decision that teachers working in PI schools be skipped through the layoff process. Thank you.
My name is Matt Schlager. I'm a teacher at Fern Bacon Middle School. Prior to coming to Fern Bacon, I was teaching very academically successful schools. Every year, nearly all of my students were advanced or proficient. I was considered to be a good teacher because I was giving all my students what they needed to be successful. When I came to Fern Bacon, I learned very quickly that what worked at my previous schools was not going to always work at Fern Bacon. This has been the most challenging year of my career, and I've had to do everything I can in my power to adjust my teaching style, skills, through trainings to make sure that I was meeting the needs of my students. During this year, however, I learned that the growing success of Fern Bacon had very little to do with me or any other one individual. Our kids were successful because of the dramatic change in culture and expectations that Fern Bacon has gone through since becoming a priority school. It is not just one teacher, it is a culture of excellence that has been developed by an entire staff. The school district and board made a promise to these kids that we would see this process through and turn Fern Bacon around. Laying off two-thirds of our teachers will destroy the culture that is making our school great.
As Mr. Chambers approaches the microphone, if our next four speakers can please line up behind the podium. Trayzon White, Jana Cantwell, Yvette Oseguera, and Amber Ferreira.
How you doing? I am Sean Chambers, Dean of Students at Fern Bacon Middle School, And I'm here to say that this work that we're doing at Fern Bacon showed that education and learning can happen anywhere, not only at the charter schools, not only at the private schools, but it can happen here with this that we're doing with the priority schools. I come to you as a product of Sacramento Valley Unified School District school system. I went to John Sloat and the Donner Elementary that were low-performing schools at the time. But I was lucky because I had a strong-willed mother that was there to make sure I did things right, and I had a crazy jump shot to help me get to college. But what that jump shot did not do for me was let me hide the lack of foundation of education I did not get from my middle school and elementary school life. And I will not leave my students here with going by chance. We want to make sure we have the right teachers here with the right calling, with the right effort, because we are making changes not only in lives, but also in our communities. And it starts with these teachers by doing the extra work they're doing. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Trezon White. I'm a representative of Fern Bacon. Before I had Fern Bacon blood running through my veins, I went to a school that caused me so much pain. Wasn't learning, so took a wrong turn, faced toward the game. I couldn't understand why teachers doubt you because of where you came. I'm from the hood. They treated me like I didn't have a brain. If we had teachers like Fern Bacon everywhere, things would really change. Before I came here, I got F's, didn't understand what to do. So when tests came up, I truly had no clue. When I came here, they gave me a chance and made me new. I was considered the best. Despite my past, I finally had respect, no longer felt like an outcast, so there was no need to be the clown of the class. So now I prefer the crown, and I intend to make it last. Do you understand the staff has a school on a rocket to the top, plus the rocket is locked, and if you trade them, the rocket will drop. With students locked inside, nowhere to run or hide. Without an education, they basically have no life. Do you agree with me? If they help me, they obviously can help anybody. So don't make a mistake for the future's sake. Instead, take a true chance to use your head. So
I'm sorry.
Hold on just a second. Can I ask the speaker to hold for just a second?
Sure.
We need there's a request for a copy. Mr. White, there's a request for a copy of your rap, please. Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Jana Cantwell, and I'm a teacher for one reason. I am passionate about social justice, and I want a better future for all children. This is why I have chosen to work at Fern Bacon. I left a high-performing charter school to be at Fern Bacon because I believe in the transformative work we are doing. I know the success and innovation we accomplish in charters can and is being done in public schools. Our collective work has proven to be some of the most challenging I've done in my entire career. Our specialized PD has taken my teaching to an even higher level by focusing on high-quality first instruction. My participation on both the data inquiry team and the instructional rounds team are critical opportunities for collaboration and innovation that have made my colleagues better teachers for our students. The idea of having almost two-thirds of our staff let go at the end of next year would be detrimental to the forward momentum and progress of our school. The board is charged with making the best decision for the district. The board cannot allow threats of litigation to prevent it from doing the right thing. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Yvette Osegueda. I'm school counselor for Fern Bacon Middle School. And as a second year counselor at Fern Bacon Middle School, I strongly encourage our board to consider the change and progress being made at all priority schools and the importance of keeping our teams intact. Our teachers have spent countless hours studying, planning, and developing engaging instruction and practices to have a substantial school-wide impact. I have been honored to participate in every instructional initiative and training to help support teachers, teams, and students. Our goals and vision at Fern Bacon align with preparing students for college and career pathways, and my training has contributed greatly to the support that I am able to produce for students and families.
Please do not consider a decision that would break the spirit of our team and mitigate the consistency in the lives of our students. The investment we have made in our professional development and building team capacity is too great to disregard as we move into our year three of our transformation.
As our next speaker approaches the microphone, can our next four speakers please line up behind the podium? Mary Coronado, Jason Ram, Stephen Jones, and Yotzeli Arzate.
Okay. Good evening, board members and Superintendent Raymond. There has been a lot of talk about teachers and layoffs, and as a teacher, I can say that the last thing I want to happen is for any more teachers to be laid off. With that said, I think it's important that we switch the focus from our teachers and over to the students. Last year at Fern Bacon, we saw significant growth in our achievement. While our teachers are not at risk of being laid off this year, being laid off next year is still a huge concern. Our school is in the process of building a positive culture, which is noticed by all who visit. We have done this by spending countless hours in trainings, planning, attending home visits, integrating the new Common Core standards, and most of all, caring unconditionally for our students. We are taking a school that was not meeting proficiency levels and reforming it. To keep our momentum and change, we need time, more training, and support. Everyone knows that consistency and follow-through are of the utmost importance when raising and teaching children. Right now, we are asking for your follow-through on the promise to give these students the level of education they deserve so that we as teachers can offer consistency in their academic lives. We owe it to our kids to give them this chance. Thank you.
Excuse me, can you state your name for the record, please?
Amber Ferreira from Fern Bacon.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Mary Coronado, and I'm the proud assistant principal at Fern Bacon Middle School. If you know anything about Fern Bacon, you know we represent a community of 60% English learners, 97% minority students, and 100% free and reduced lunch. It's not a surprise that our community has been typically disenfranchised in having access to quality education or access to decision makers. Because of this, many of our parents have to trust their school and their teachers. Our parents have become strong in their trust in their school and teachers. As a priority school, our teachers have built strong relationships and created that trust based on ongoing above and beyond for our students, collaborated on teams to engage in school-wide practices, constantly looking at student learning and how to improve teaching and how to implement research-based strategy to reach all students. It is so often that when the parent looks at a teacher at our school and says, "Lo que usted crea es mejor, maestra, usted es el maestro," meaning whatever you think is best, teacher, you are the teacher. What is best for our children is to continue the momentum at our priority school. Thank you.